Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, that I may see. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the various gospels that are contained in the New Testament and that are read during the course of the church's liturgical year, we have accounts of miracles of physical healings that were performed by our blessed Lord. These, in one way or another, were tied to the lesson of a spiritual healing, some sort of connection with a healing from sin, an external disease and an internal disease. The disease or disability in the gospel is an equivalent in the physical order to sin or evil. Evil is a lack of a due good, some good thing that is supposed to be present. Normally, a person has sight. When he is blind, that due good is no longer there. When a person is in the state of mortal sin, sanctifying grace, which is the due good that is supposed to be in the human soul, is absent. Lent is coming this week. Naturally, this leads to a consideration of the topic of the sacrament of penance, of confession. This is the primary cure that our blessed Lord left for us to heal us of our sins. And a little miracle occurs in the confessional each time you receive absolution from the priest. This is the primary cure that our Lord has left for us. Now, we know the first effect of the sacrament of penance, absolution from our sins, that if we are in the state of mortal sin, the life of sanctifying grace, friendship with Almighty God, is restored to us through the formula that the priest pronounces. And we know as well, among the other effects, that the burden of our sins is lifted from our souls. We carry that burden no more. And that is a great relief for us, that wonderful healing. Today, I'd like to speak briefly, I hope, about two points: confession and the removal of spiritual blindness, and then how we must overcome our reluctance to go to confession. First of all, removal of spiritual blindness. St. John Chrysostom, one of the fathers of the church, one of the early church writers and commentators, wrote several sermons on today's gospel texts. And one of them in particular deals with spiritual blindness. You have the blind man in the gospel who is healed by our blessed Lord. St. John Chrysostom says this: "Let every heart cry out in its own miseries, this one because he is blind in his heart, this other because he is deaf in his soul, this other because his reason has become blinded, another because he has lost the power of true judgment. All of these are the effects of sin and the loss of sanctifying grace, especially in a person who has been in sin for a long time. It also is the very picture of modern man. There is perhaps no time in the history of the church and the history of the world, it seems to me, where man has been so shallow as he is in the modern age. Man lives, it seems, only on the surface. That, of course, is always an inclination not to want to examine your own motives. But we really get the image of that shallowness in technology. The internet. One goes from site to site, looking for this, looking for that, almost unthinkingly. And after a little while, you can get yourself very, very involved in things which ultimately are vain or are a waste of time, but can be diverting. Or the person who is, we know if we make this gesture, what I'm referring to is the person who is the channel surfer. And going from one channel to another, seeking something that will entertain him and only being diverted for a while. So this going from one thing to another, there's an inconstancy that is written into all of this and a lack of stability. In this system, there is no opportunity to stop, to reflect, to analyze, to go beyond, to go deeper than the surface. The result of this is a great deal of shallowness. Confession forces you to go deeper than the surface. One of the advantages of it is it forces you to self-examination. You have to look at yourself. You make an examination of conscience. Something one should do every day, but when you go to confession, you have to do it. And this helps take away the spiritual blindness toward your sins and toward your faults. This is a great blessing, a great blessing for us. Because we're ever self-justifying. We're always finding excuses. We're always right on this point, always right on that point. And going beyond the surface in your self-examination before confession helps dispel the darkness. And that's what St. John Chrysostom speaks of. That when you're in sin, you're in darkness. And he speaks of Christ as the spiritual sun, like the sun in the sky. His rays spread in all direction and give light to the whole universe. St. John Chrysostom says, when you seek forgiveness, you open a window. And the bigger the window and the wider you open it, the more the light pours in. And this is the image of grace and its effect in our lives. It should be the light that draws us to look upon everything in a different way. So confession isn't just a way then of getting your card punched, but it should be part of a larger process that you try to see everything in your life in terms of the larger picture of your heavenly goal of knowing, loving, and serving Almighty God in this world so you can be happy with Him forever in the next. So it should be a major part of the picture of your lives, not simply something that has to be gotten through once in a while. You can't achieve everything in the spiritual life all at once. It takes perseverance. And that's one of the reasons why we can go to the sacrament of penance again and again. As long as we have that firm purpose of amendment, God operates through that sacrament. So that's our first point on spiritual blindness. Secondly, overcoming the reluctance to go to confession. If such are the benefits of confession, why are we reluctant to confess? There's a hesitation or a dread sometime that keeps one away. And we think that it's going to be more difficult, really, than it is. And, you know, how often that happens to someone is filled with some sort of dread, and then, well, and all sorts of worries beforehand, and then realizes after he goes to confession that, well, it wasn't really all that bad, and that the burden of sin has been lifted. That happens sometimes when you're worried about something when you go to the doctor, and you find out that it's something that's dealt with relatively expeditiously. I know that's happened with me a number of times. So there's this reluctance to confess. Why? What are the motives, as it were, for it? Well, humiliation. We feel humbled when we have to confess our sins to someone. But pride and self-love are the ultimate causes of sin. Pride and our self-love. And humility and confession are the remedies for it. So it's the cure for it. You're confessing to a priest, though, remember. You're not confessing to an angel. And the priest is a human being, and he understands what temptations are. So you can expect understanding when you go to confession. So the idea of humiliation or anything like that or shame, you put that aside, please. Another motive that someone might have for being reluctant to confess is that he or she will shock the priest with horrible sins. Well, the priest has studied moral theology over the course of 3 years. That's the part of theology that has to do with sin and virtue and the causes of sin and the cures for sin. And there's everything. Everything is covered. It's like a doctor who studies diseases. The doctor is not shocked by your diseases, right? And there are no surprises for the priest. Please understand that. That I've been hearing confessions now for 34 years, and no penitent has yet had to call 911 from shocking me, you know, to get the paddles and get my heart going again. You've heard every sin except murder within 6 weeks of your ordination. So you're not going to shock Father with anything. A third motive for reluctance to confess might be this, that, well, the confessor might recognize me and remember my sin when he meets me again. This may seem to be a big worry, but see above, there are no surprises for Father, and because there's an overall sameness to people's sins, that they fall into certain categories, and it's like the doctor, we simply have to deal with them. So it's not a, that should not be a cause or reason for hesitation. And look, I mean, you're whispering, your voice doesn't always sound same in the confessional the way it normally does. And don't think that what you have to confess is so distinctive that the priest is going to remember it. You know, like for the rest of your life when everyone runs into it. Don't flatter yourself. That could be a sin of pride. You might want to confess that. But, you know, it simply, what you hear in the confessional stays there. We don't carry it around with us. We absolutely don't. We have other things to worry about. One is simply grateful to Almighty God that someone has accepted the grace that God has offered and has gone to the sacrament of penance. A young man went to confession to St. Francis de Sales. Now, St. Francis is over there in the corner next to the statue of the Sacred Heart. You can see him holding the Sacred Heart there. And this young man went to confession, and after receiving absolution, he said to the saint, "Well, what do you think of me now, all these terrible sins that I have confessed?" And the saint said to him that, "You are a saint. A moment ago, you were God's enemy. But now the Almighty has pardoned you, and made you one of his chosen ones. That's the attitude of the Catholic priest. To conclude, first, think about the effects of the sacrament of penance. Look beyond the shallowness of a life where God is only a bit player, that where you act only on the surface. And God is a bit player in your life for only 1 hour a week, and maybe occasionally when once or twice a year you get to the sacrament of penance. Think about the benefits of frequent confession instead, how it enlightens the darkness of your heart and causes you to grow in the love of God. And put aside these truly unreasonable hesitations that you have about humiliation or shocking the priest or the confessor might recognize me. All those put aside. There are too many benefits to be gained from sacrament of penance. Another final bit of advice along these lines. We fall into sin frequently because we act on impulse. We don't think about the consequences of our actions. And that gets us into all sorts of trouble and leads us into sin. This can work the other way, too, that God can offer a grace and we might have the impulse to go to confession sometime. Act on that. Act on that impulse. That's an actual grace that God is giving you. Seize the opportunity to go to confession. You have a lot of opportunities to get to confession here. During Sunday Mass, for instance, a number of Sundays you have confession during Mass. Someone is hearing during or before Mass. And when I was growing up, you didn't have that. In that opportunity in the old days, that it was Saturdays, Saturday afternoons and evenings. So here you don't have to make a special trip. Think of the benefits of frequent confession, how it helps you to lead a life of spiritual depth, to go beyond the surface. As St. John Chrysostom said, open wide and lay bare your heart and soul to God, that his splendor may enter you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.